Championship, presented by Lending Tree. Here are our three finalists. A sophomore at the University of Southern California from Arcadia, California, Chauka Ying. A sophomore at the University of Minnesota from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, Nabeer Sarma. And a senior at Indiana University from Greenfield, Indiana, Tyler Cole. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the finals in this year's college championship, a two-game total point affair with the winner at the end of tomorrow's program receiving $100,000. Second place is guaranteed $50,000. Third place guaranteed $25,000. If we can, I'd like to start today's first half of the finals with a sports analogy. We have Hoosiers going against Gophers, going against Trojans. Let's see how it works out. Good luck. Here we go. All right, the categories, please. Traveling abroad, good place to go. Next, on the recent bestseller list, we'll deal with the hidden world of emojis, American history, movie comedies, and finally, HD. Notice the quotation marks. Tyler, start us.
Let's go with traveling abroad for 200, please.
Avoid caffeine and stay hydrated to minimize the effects of this disruption of your body's rhythms due to time zone differences. Nabeer.
What is jet lag?
Right.
Emojis 1000.
WC on blue is supposed to mean water closet, but many use it to stand for this type of admiration. Tyler.
What is woman crush?
Yes.
American history 1000.
Thomas Jackson earned the nickname Stonewall at First Bull Run, called this by the Rebs. Shauka.
What is Manassas?
Yes.
Emojis 800.
This French named baked good, named for its shape, is used to express opposition to Brexit. Nabeer.
What is a croissant?
Good.
American history 8.
You've just found the first daily double. And you can break a three-way tie.
I'll wager with 1,000.
All right. A new quartering act was the fourth of these punitive 1774 measures, also known as the coercive acts.
What are the punishment acts?
No, what are the intolerable acts? So, you drop to zero. Go again.
American history 6.
In 1832, South Carolina passed an ordinance to do this, void certain federal laws. President Jackson said, it's your ordinance that's void. Nabeer.
What is nullify or nullification?
Yes.
Movie comedies 1000.
This 2018 Mila Kunis Kate McKinnon comedy changes one word from the title of a James Bond film. And the movie was The Spy Who Dumped Me. Nabeer, back to you.
HD 1000.
3,300 feet up in the Mojave, Yucca Valley, California, is in this type of area and has a nature museum named for it. Nabeer.
What is a desert?
Be more specific.
Oh, that's a high desert.
Thank you.
Movie comedies 8.
You sit on a throne of lies, Will Ferrell tells a department store Santa in this Christmas comedy. Nabeer?
What is Elf?
Yep.
Emojis 6.
Emojis used in reference to Beyoncé include the bee for Queen Bee and this fruit for her 2016 album. Tyler?
What is a lemon?
Yep.
Traveling Abroad 1000.
This group travel agency that sells adventures to ages 18 to 35 sounds like a Thor Heyerdahl raft. Nabeer?
What is Contiki?
Good.
Traveling Abroad 8.
You'll want a credit card that doesn't charge a foreign transaction fee, like this company's IT card. Nabeer.
What is Discover?
Yes.
Bestseller 1000.
Professor Timothy Snyder wrote on this form of dictatorial rule. Tyler.
What is tyranny?
Yes.
History 400.
Sarah.
Following the United States' annexation of Texas in 1845, Mexico said Texas's border ended here at the Nueces River. The U.S. said it was this river further south, and war soon followed.
Nabir.
What is the Rio Grande?
That's the river.
HD8.
It's the leading cause of death of women in the United States. Tyler.
What is heart disease?
Yes, and with that, you go to 3400 and you take us to break number one. We'll pause, as we always do. We'll come back, as we always do. Xiaoke Ying is here representing the University of Southern California. Southern California is considered by many to be the showbiz capital of the world. Didn't you get a class assignment that ties in with television or movies?
Yeah, so the class was specifically on the business of entertainment, and our midterm for the class was to pitch an original TV show or movie idea. It was an 8-minute speech, no visuals, no notes or anything like that. You had to have a plot, you had to cast it, find directors, producers, a screenwriter.
What was the plot line for you?
Oh, for mine it was similar to Scam, if you're aware of that show, but it was very much like a teen drama kind of thing.
Okay. Did you do well in it?
I think so. I got a B, so I think that's good enough.
That's not bad. Nabir Sarma is from Minnesota. He's a sophomore at the University of Minnesota. Last summer, you worked on campus as a camp counselor for something that is considered very important these days, a STEM education. Tell us.
Yeah, so we partnered with a nonprofit called Girls Inc. in our area in Minneapolis, and they have summer programs for middle school and high school age girls to get them engaged with STEM and hopefully set them up for future careers in STEM.
Okay. Good for you. Tyler Combs is a senior at Indiana University. Spent a year as an undergraduate teaching assistant?
Yeah, my junior year at university, I was an undergraduate teaching assistant for the courses Intro to International Relations and Politics of the UN. So I helped with the grading of assignments to those courses, grading exams, helping with tutoring for students.
All right, good. Pick up your signaling device, take a look at the remaining clues on the board, and make a selection as we continue.
American History 200.
Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution set up this body to choose the president and vice president. Nabir.
Who is the Electoral College?
Correct.
HD 6.
Basenji and Bassett are this type of canine, also the subject of an Elvis Presley song. Nabir.
What is a hound dog?
Right.
Abroad 600.
Remember that if you were under 16 when this federal document was issued to you, it's only good for 5 years, not 10. Nabir.
What is a driver's license?
Nope. Shauka.
What is a passport?
Yes.
Abroad 400?
The CDC offers the Can I Eat This app to prevent this event that comes in more than 250 nasty types. Nabir.
What is food poisoning?
Correct.
Bestseller 8.
Set in a resort town and not a courtroom, Camino Island took this novelist in a new direction. Tyler.
Who is John Grisham?
Right.
Bestseller 600.
High school detention leads to murder in Karen McManus's One of Us is Doing This. Shauka.
What is lying?
Right.
Bestseller 400.
Each short story in Tom Hanks's first book involves this pre-computer age author's tool. Shauka.
What is a typewriter?
Right.
Bestseller 200.
This late-night ABC funny man was a hit with kids recently with his book about the serious goose. Nabir.
Who is Jimmy Fallon?
Nope. Shauka.
Who is Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes.
Emojis 400?
Less than a minute now. The emoji of this number, underlined, implies keep it real. Nabir.
What is 100?
You are correct.
HD 400.
The words saving children are on a 2017 one of these coins celebrating the centennial of Boys Town. Nabir.
What is a dollar? Half dollar.
Half dollar. Yes, you corrected yourself. Good.
HD 200.
Store copies of your photos on an external this in case the one inside the computer gets fried. Tyler.
Was a hard drive.
Hard drive. Right you are.
Comedy 6.
Academic overachievers Caitlin Deaver and Beanie Feldstein cram 4 years of fun into one night in this 2019 comedy. Nabir.
What is Booksmart?
Correct.
Comedies 4.
What We Do in the Shadows is a New Zealand mockumentary focused on a cadre of these creatures. Shauka.
What are vampires?
Yes. We won't get to the last couple of clues up there. Shauka is in third place at the moment, and that means, of course, she goes first in Double Jeopardy when we come back. Chowka is in third place at the moment, and that means, of course, that she picks first from these categories in the Double Jeopardy round. Juniors and seniors, hobbies, French geography, songs of your older siblings, irregular verbs, and finally, poetry for physicists. Chowka?
Hobbies for 12.
Coin collectors look for unusual items, like the 1960 Hong Kong dollar coin with this woman still on it. Nabeer.
Who is Jiang Qing?
No. Tyler.
Who is Queen Elizabeth?
Yes.
French geography, 2000.
Answer. Daily Double.
Let's make it 2400.
24 it is. Here is the clue. Rich in fossils, these four-letter mountains shared with Switzerland gave their name to an ancient dino-heavy period.
What are the Alps?
No, what are the Jura Mountains? All right, you drop a bit into second place now, into a tie with Chowka. Select.
1600, French geography.
A sweet sight to sailors, this city is France's main Mediterranean port. Nabeer.
What is Nice?
No. Chowka.
What is Marseille?
Yes.
French geography 12.
For its many fragrant flowers, this French territory in the Mediterranean Sea is called the Scented Isle. Tyler.
Was Corsica?
You got it.
Geography 800.
Literally meaning the sleeve, La Manche is this body of water. Nabeer.
What is the English Channel?
Correct.
Poetry 2000.
Note the cat in the depiction of him whose writing made a friend say, I hope your physics is better than your poetry. Nabeer.
Who is Schrödinger?
Good.
Poetry for physicists, 1600.
This Danish physicist said that when it comes to atoms, language can be used only as in poetry. Nabeer.
Who is Bohr?
Correct.
Poetry 12.
Answer. Daily Double.
I would like to make it a true daily double.
Oh, hello. All right, for 16,000, here is the clue. In the poem Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, Byron mentions this 16th century Italian with his woes.
Who is Galileo?
Yes!
Hobbies for 16.
If your new interest is mycology, the study of these, be careful which ones you eat. Nabeer.
What are fungi?
Yes, mushrooms, fungi.
Hobbies 2000.
John Spilsbury is credited with making the first of these amusements in the 1760s, then called dissected maps. Chowka.
What is a jigsaw puzzle?
Right.
Hobbies 800.
K8RX is a call sign in amateur radio, which is also known as this meaty radio. Tyler.
What is ham radio?
Good.
Juniors and seniors, 2000.
Charles Conrad Jr. and Richard Gordon Jr. were the two men aboard the 11th mission of this two-man NASA program. Chowka.
What is Gemini?
Yeah.
Juniors and seniors, 16.
For 29 years, Harry Connick Sr. put away Louisiana offenders in this prosecuting job for Orleans Parish. Chowka.
What is sheriff?
No. Nabeer or Tyler? What is district attorney? Back to you, Chowka.
Juniors and seniors, 12.
In February of 2018, Dale Sr.'s grandson, Jeffrey, drove in the Daytona 500, the 40th straight year for this family. Tyler.
We're the Earnhardts.
Yep.
Older siblings, 2000.
Hey, this train song wonders, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio stereo? Nabeer.
What is Soul Sister?
Yep.
Irregular verbs, 2000.
This past participle ends with a firearm. Nabeer.
What is begun?
Good.
Irregular verb, 1600.
Irregular synonym for vended. Nabeer.
What is sold?
Yes.
Irregular verbs, 1200.
Combine a verb and its past tense, and you get this playground item. Chowka.
What is seesaw?
Yeah.
Older siblings, 16.
Coldplay had a number one hit in the U.S. and the U.K. with this title track of a 2008 album, subtitled Death and All His Friends. Nabeer.
What is Viva La Vida?
Correct.
Songs 1200.
You So 2000 and Late says this Black Eyed Peas song with an onomatopoetic title. Nabeer.
What is Boom Boom Pow?
Yeah.
Poetry 8?
An atomic bomb test in 1945 made Oppenheimer think of a line from the Bhagavad Gita, a sacred poem in this religion. Nabeer.
What is Hinduism?
Correct.
Verbs 8?
The Bible says, "The Lord hath done this to thee, to be a peculiar people unto himself." What is chosen? Back to you, Nabeer.
Songs 8.
Back in 2007, he was waiting on the world to change. Nabeer.
Who is John Mayer?
Yes, with less than a minute to go.
Junior's 8.
Longtime publisher Arthur O. Sulzberger Sr. decided to publish the Pentagon Papers in this newspaper. Tyler.
Was the Washington Post?
Nope. Nabeer.
What is the New York Times?
Correct.
Juniors and Seniors 4.
William Wrigley Jr. sold soap and baking powder before rising to wealth and fame selling this. Shauka.
What is gum?
Yep.
Hobbies 400?
If you want to be a magician, learn this skill in which an old word for skill precedes of hand. Nabeer.
What is sleight of hand?
Sleight of hand, yes.
Regular verbs 4.
A common sign at a checkout counter is take a penny. Do this. Tyler.
Was pick it up?
No. Nabeer or Shauka? What is leave a penny?
Okay.
Take one or leave one. Nabeer, back to you.
Poetry 4.
A poem in the Da Vinci Code alludes to the fact that an apple is not depicted on this British physicist's tomb. Nabeer.
It was Isaac Newton.
Right. And with that, you wind up at 29,200. My gosh. Final Jeopardy coming up for the three of you. Shakespeare's plays, that's a good subject. We'll reveal the clue when we come back. You'll notice that the scores are a little bit different than they were going into commercial, and that's because our judges have made a ruling that takes away $4,000 away from Nabeer Sarma because he left out the word hey in Hey Soul Sister. But the scores are correct. The category for final is Shakespeare's plays, and here is your clue, contestants. An account of a deposed Duke of Genoa in a 1549 history of Italy is a presumed source for this play. 30 seconds. Good luck. This was tougher than we anticipated. We start with you, Tyler. You had 5,200 going into final, and you wrote down what is Coriolanus, and that is incorrect. It'll cost you, therefore, 5,000, dropping you to 200. Let's go down to Shauka. She had 8,800. Her response, she crossed something out. She was starting to write Othello and wound up writing Othello, but that is incorrect. And you will lose 8,000, dropping you to 800. Nabeer played brilliantly, had 25,200. Did he come up with the correct response? He selected 12th night. No, it's the Tempest. The Tempest, Prospero. Mm. It's going to cost you something. 3,005 only, leaving you with $22,195. Is that an insurmountable lead, ladies and gentlemen? Remember, this is a two-game total point affair. We'll find out tomorrow, won't we? We'll see you then.
The Jeopardy! College Championship is presented by LendingTree.